Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor. Because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them. Dear blog, I need to know if I'm being a little too judgmental here.
Mm-hmm.
So I was perusing through Instagram.
Yes.
And I come across our associate producer, Scotty the Body, who you're 21.
Uh-huh.
You're a senior over at USF.
Uh-huh.
And I think the best way to describe you is just you're very excitable. Like, you are just like the boy next door who just wants everyone to be happy. You
yeah.
want to give everyone a hug.
Boisterous.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Excited.
Yes. And I am all for it.
Kind of like a good male cheerleader.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Holly, that is perfect.
Yeah.
Right on the money.
Thank you.
Well, you posted a picture of you with you, because you go to USF and you have the horns up. And the back of your shirt is a USF shirt. And on the back of your head, uh-huh. you have the USF horns etched into your head.
Yes.
Etched into your head.
Somebody took, what are those things called?
Clippers.
Yeah. And buzzed it into your hair.
Uh-huh. The shaver right into my head. Yeah.
Why?
I wanted to resemble, like, since I've come to USF, I want to be the person that's, like, leading the pack on, like, what it means to be prideful within your school, to build that tradition. And also, as I was sitting in the chair about to get my haircut done, I was like, I should do something really cool. And then I started getting a little insecure. I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to do it anyway. It's my last year. I'm going to, you know, go all out because I don't know when I'm going to be able to do this again.
Yeah.
So, when I saw Scotty the other day, I said, you know what? It's a good thing you did it now. You might as well do it now. It's not like you can do it when you're grown, you know, in a career.
Yeah.
Do it in college.
I express myself the
Miguel,
way I want.
Let him have a bulb buzzed into his head.
I am all for school spirit. I mean, I remember when I was in high school, I was on student council, and I was in charge of planning the pep rallies and whatnot. So, listen, I am Mr. School Spirit. My high school, Roswell High School, I was it. I was Mr. Hornet. But I would have never carved a hornet into the back of my head.
I would so do that. A hornet would be really cool.
Do you, so you don't think that's a little bit too much, though?
I want people to walk by me and be like, wow, like, he's got it.
He's
if
committed.
That motivates me to go do something that may, like, might make me uncomfortable, I'm going to go do it. So there you go.
He's committed.
Yeah. All right. 100% committed.
I'm curious what you think about this. I'm posting the picture right now on the Hot 101.5 Instagram. I like what you're saying and what the message you're sending. I just feel like it's a little too much.
The next thing I want to do, I want to dye my hair green. I'm thinking about doing that next. So if this is a lot, wait till it's like green and gold in my head.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Do remember you are on the show and you're representing us now.
Miguel, he's
in college. People will love it. Watch. Once they see the picture, they'll love it.
Let him just do it, Miguel. Miguel, look at you. You are the, like...
This makes me very nervous.
I feel like you are one of those parents that's like, you're not allowed to do anything. That's you.
Okay.
Dear blog, now it's my turn to be judging.
Oh, here we go. Let's judge away.
Miguel, there's something that you're doing that I feel like people in our office don't get. They don't quite grasp what's happening. And like probably yesterday was, I think, the fifth person to stop into our office and mention this.
Okay.
You have this scarf.
Oh.
You have this scarf.
Uh-huh.
That you've been wearing around the office for like the last month.
Uh-huh.
And people don't get it. Like, you stop what you're doing. I don't even know what you're smugly over there doing.
It's very fashionable.
You look like that gif of the Elmo sitting on the potty. Anyway, so you've got this, it's not even a scarf. It's like a...
It's a shawl.
It's like a shawl. It's sort of like a... I can't think of the name of the word that I was trying to use, but you wear it like all different ways. And I feel like, is this okay to be just continuing to wear this all around the office?
Yes, it is.
I wanted to take a picture of you in all the different ways in which you wear this scarf and do like a pick stitch and then post it and be like, yes or no.
Well, let me tell you why I wear this proudly.
Okay, here we go.
Well, listen. So when I was in Buffalo visiting and officiating my boyfriend's older brother's wedding.
Yeah.
and it was cold, even though it was a month ago.
Yes.
And I was freezing, didn't have any jackets. And so his mom, my boyfriend's mom, said, hey, I have this shawl that we got when we went overseas to
Cambodia.
And I was like, okay, cool. And everyone in his family was like, oh my God, you look so great in it. And so then his mom said, my boyfriend's mom said, well, why don't you take it with you? It looks so good on you.
Oh my
and so
gosh.
This is very special to me.
I know it is. And that's what's even funnier is that you're now using that as an excuse to wear this.
Every day.
I just think you're wearing it because that's a great story. And yes, that's great.
Uh-huh.
However, I feel like that's your how dare you come for me story.
Exactly.
The real story is that you like to look like a middle-aged white woman. And you feel like this shawl either makes you look like Meryl Streep or Diane Keaton.
I'm okay with either one.
I'm going to take some pictures.
All right. Well, you'll be able to find that at the Hot 101.5 Instagram here in just a little bit. I'll get it ready to go.
Yeah.
All right. It is 6:50, Holly. What's hot in Hollywood?
So who keeps the ring and who keeps Piggy Smalls? We got to divvy up the goods between Pete and Ariana, and we'll do it at 7 o'clock with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.